Well, we want to win the match, simple as that. But the almost as important for me again is the time that we have together. I see the game against Cyprus as being the start of the preparation for qualification for the World Cup in Brazil. So everything will be done in a preparatory manner. We will. There are some things that, having watched back over DVDs of the previous campaign, that I feel that we've improved on, but we can do even better again. So it's time on the training ground. It's getting the lads back together again, and I'm most hopeful that it'll be a positive experience and we can get a victory. I'll be trying to win the match, so I'll be as strong as possible. But in the game, I will have opportunities, I'm sure, to introduce people. Of course, we spoke about Jordan Rhodes, but there are some other players I feel might benefit from some game time in this match. So I feel that the most important thing is winning, but also I do want to try and give some players some time on the pitch. Basically, as a reward for as you put it, scoring for fun. I've watched them a number of times myself, and the progress in his game, not just in his goal scoring, but in his game in general, has been quite remarkable over the last year or so. And as a reward for how he's doing just now, it's quite hard. I have Kenny Miller, Craig McHale-Smith and David Willey are kind of regulars just now, and it's getting harder to break into the squad in that position. But I did feel that how he's been playing, certainly his goals, merited inclusion. It's a real blow for the boy, for his club, and also for ourselves. And having had to stop playing myself with a similar injury, I know just how frustrating it is, and how soul destroying it can be to suffer from this particular injury. I mean, mine was obviously had 4 or 5 of the same kind of thing, but still the good thing from my point of view is that the attitude of Stephen will be what enables him to get back, and not just playing well, but to get back on that gradual curve of improvement that he was on already. I mean, he came back from a similar injury previously, and his progress has been quite phenomenal. So knowing the type of boy he is and his attitude, I spoke with him the other day, and he made all the right noises, said all the right things that will help him to recover. I'm certain that he will be back, probably for pre-season training, I would think, and he'll very quickly get back on that curve of improvement. As soon as Stephen Naismith's available and fit, then he'll be back in the squad.
Do you want to look at a few players? Matt Jelks is somebody who's not got a cap yet. You look to have him to be entitled.
Well, possibly. Again, I haven't. I've got some early thoughts on on who's going to be involved. As I said, I'm particularly keen on putting out a strong team to start the match, and so that would indicate that Alan will be involved. But again, I'm looking to give some players some game time that haven't previously been on the pitch. Yeah, he's another one that I'm very much aware of, and Ross McCormick comes into that category as well, who are doing well. And as I said previously, I do want it to be extremely difficult to get a place in the international team. And there are some players who might feel aggrieved, and particularly Ross McCormick, I think started the season exceptionally well. But I looked at it, and I thought Jordan Rhodes, it would be good to have him included. And I've already, that makes 4 strikers. I didn't want to be carrying 5 strikers. So Ross has been very unfortunate, and he was good when he was with us in the trip to Dublin, and he's one that will be included in the squads in the future, I'm sure. Well, James Forrest, Billy pleaded with me to allow James to be included in that, and as part of the strategy in trying to develop players, I felt that it'd be good for Billy to have James's abilities on Monday as well. It's very difficult. We've had a number of situations recently where players have blotted their copybook, if you want to put it that way. And I feel it's difficult when he's as the national team, it's different in the club situation, but as a national team manager and you're representing your country, I feel that there are certain situations it'd be better just to let it resolve itself, and then Barry will be back in the group after that. Part of the playing with Scotland is you're representing your country, and in time, it's already started, but in time there will be a code of conduct almost that we expected from players who've been involved in the national team. I think it's only right that if we're going to